Welcome to today's broadcast of Lead to Serve, a leadership podcast with Ed Taylor.
Welcome to this episode of Lead to Serve, the podcast where we're learning basic servanthood principles, very practical stuff that will make us better leaders in every area that God has placed us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode 209. I'm your host, Ed Taylor. I'm the pastor of Calvary Church here in Aurora, Colorado, and I'm greatly encouraged by all your feedback, by how God's using this podcast in your life. What an honor and what a joy to serve alongside of you and yoke together in progressing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the earth today. I mean, that's how you and I got saved, you know. God spoke to someone, encouraged someone, used them in our lives so that here we are today, born again, learning how to grow, learning how to serve better, learning how to lead in His church. Well, the topic today is different doesn't mean bad. Different doesn't mean bad. It sounds simple enough, doesn't it? But the root of division, you know, as we talked last time about teamwork and division, the root of division often is this sense of, well, they're doing it differently, so therefore it must be bad. And there's this limitation of variety. There's this limitation of other people doing things differently, and because they're not doing it like us, it must be bad. I have to say at the outset, this is nonsense. It's not true. And you can have great variety in the church. You can have great variety even in the business world where people are doing things differently, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. And I want to plant that seed in your heart and in your mind to just recognize and value how God made us different. So here are some of the things we're going to talk about today. Number one, God made us different. Number two, God gifts us differently. Number three, variety is used to reach a variety of people. And then number four, I want to look at some of the concepts. I mean, this is going to be spread out through the podcast, but I want to look at some of the concepts, actually some of the truths of how people view differences in the Bible, a couple of episodes that will give us real clarity. But as we begin, let me say it at the outset, just because somebody's doing something different doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's the wrong way. It just means it's different. And this is especially important within the body of Christ, within the church. For example, let's say we're talking church planting. Maybe you're a church planter and you get this sense that you want to launch off and be a part of what God wants to do in a particular community by seeing a new church started. I would guess and venture a guess that you're going to do it differently than I did it here in Aurora 20 years ago. One of the differences would just be it's not 20 years ago anymore. When we arrived to town, the high-speed internet was very primitive, if it existed at all. I mean, I remember if I wanted to download any large files, I needed to take it to work and then get permission from my boss to download a larger file that might take 15 minutes at work and a million days here at the house. But some of you guys that are younger, you'd have no concept of that. But things were different. Social media didn't exist. Facebook didn't exist. Instagram, none of that existed. One of the big ways we got the word out 20 years ago was we bought colored paper and printed our own flyers on different colored paper and cut them in half and handed them out. Today, you buy a Facebook ad. Today, you put info on Google. And, you know, planting a church is not, there's not, well, let's step back for a second and say that the church is not monolithic. Neither are people. It's not monolithic. There's not just one way to do things. Variety is a good thing. God made us different. And all you need to do is look around to see that God made us different. It doesn't take long to see that. It doesn't take long to see that the person next to you, you're different from your wife, you're different from your kids. I mean, you see that a lot in your kids, don't you? You have three kids, same mom, same dad, same house, same upbringing, pretty much, and three very unique kids. that grow up into three very unique people. And it frustrates me to no end to find people elevating the way they do it as the only way, so that anyone else that does it differently is viewed as bad, wrong, not doing it right, not doing it the right way, not doing it like I did it, or whatever. And you know, there's episodes of this throughout the scriptures. One of them I was reading in my regular read through the Bible recently, Numbers chapter 11, verse 26. It says, two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, the name was the other Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle, yet they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. I wonder if you're listening to me and you've actually heard that. Somebody ran to someone else, said, oh no, they're doing it differently. And then the word was, forbid them. And look at what Moses said. Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. And Moses returned to the camp, he and the elders of Israel. Now, here we have an example of two guys that were not among those that were listed. They weren't known. They weren't on the official rolls, but they were operating in the supernatural gift of prophecy. They were prophesying in the camp. Joshua noticed that, and being zealous for the leadership of Moses, ran over and said, hey, these guys are doing it and they're not on the rolls. And Moses answered, are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all of God's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. Moses' response was, we need more people like that, not less. This is a good thing. Eldad and Medad prophesying in the camp is a good thing. Speaking forth the words of God is a good thing. Being used of God is a good thing, even if it's different. Even if it's different. Different doesn't mean bad. How about this time in the life of Jesus in Luke's gospel, chapter 9, verse 49? Now John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side. That's a powerful statement, Jesus teaching us that there will be people not with us. There will be people that are not with us. You know, maybe they aren't from our movement. They aren't from our denomination. They aren't from our neighborhood. They aren't from our seminary. They're not from our Bible college. They're not from our upbringing. They're different. And yet their heart is to serve and honor God. Don't forbid him, Jesus said, because if he's not against us, he's on our side. And the criteria that Jesus says here is that, look, they're not against us. And, you know, when Moses faces, they're not in our roles. No, look, I wish all people prophesied and spoke for God. And I wish all people were on our side, Jesus is saying. You know, they're not against us, they're on our side. This is a good thing. There are people rescuing, you know, even in the disciples, like what was happening is casting demons were being cast out in the name of Jesus. And the only difference was, is they weren't a part of that group. They weren't following along. But they were a part of a larger group. They were a part of the family of God. And although they weren't a part of the smaller group, the subset, they were a part of the bigger group. And we have to admit that God made us different. God made us to see the world differently, to experience the world differently. God has given us different giftings. As we saw last time, the best place for this is really in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul says concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. You guys were Gentiles cast over to idolatry. But he says, no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. differences of ministries, but the same Lord, diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. And listen, this is so cool. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. And he goes on to say, there's one and same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so is also Christ. God made diversity. And because of diversity, he gifts people differently and honors and values that diversity. And in diversity, there's only one end goal that's happening in all of our lives. That one end goal is to be conformed into the image of Christ. And here's the problem. When we magnify and value and emphasize the way that we do things compared to the way they do things, and then make a value statement that the way we do things is better, more accurate, more biblical, more something than what they do, and we make a value judgment on them, we're actually sitting in the seat of God in that regard and going, well, you know, they're different, so that must be bad. Again, let me clarify just so you know, I'm not talking about somebody doing something sinful. We're to make a judgment upon a sinful behavior for sure. We're to reject sin. We're to reject divisiveness. The line that's drawn is sin. And I also recognize that sometimes sin can be skewed, or at least perceived sin can be skewed by our interpretations and applications. So I make room for that for sure. And we take a stand when it comes to sin. But what nonsense it is to see somebody doing it differently than we are, and then to declare that, that's bad. No, not necessarily. I also am leaving room that maybe it is bad. I don't know. But the merits that we judge on are the merits that God has given us. And even in Jesus' time, there was that sense. And maybe today's podcast is just to speak to your heart in being careful to write somebody off, or write a movement off, or write a church off just because they do it differently. And then use that kind of as a straw man to say, well, the way I do it is the right way. Well, what exactly is the right way? Is there room in your theology that God would use somebody differently than he uses you? I mean, we see that all the time. For example, I just, again, got back from a conference recently, not too long ago, and there were a variety of teachers on the platform teaching us. And how different, I was one of those teachers, how different we all were. And what a beauty, though, in diversity. What a beauty in difference. There was Robert Farreau. There was Pat Lazovich. These are men you may or may not know, but they're men within the Calvary Chapel movement of churches, of which I'm a part of. There was Ray Bentley. There was Lloyd Pulley. There was a guy by the name of Daniel Fusco. He's an Italian with these long dreadlocks who's full of energy and moves around the whole stage as he delivers. And he is a guy that God uses greatly. And yet at the same time, there might be a brother standing behind the pulpit that never moves, and God uses him greatly. They're all very different. And we're not going to conform to one style. And just because we were different, I mean, you think even in that conference in particular, there was a young man, much younger than all of us, named Ben Corson, who was very animated. And a powerful teacher, but he was different. He's different than me, but he's not bad. He's different from me, but he's not bad. And I'm different from him. I'm not bad, because God uses me as he chooses to use me and as he's made me. And God chooses to use Ben, to use Pastor Lloyd, Pastor Ray, those as he chooses to use them. Different doesn't mean bad. And so as we acknowledge the differences among us, we also recognize that God uses us that way. And this is really important, you know, when it comes to how we relate to others in the body of Christ, how you relate to others at work. You know, you've got somebody that shares a cubicle with you, and you guys are so different at doing the same exact job. And if you're not careful, that the difference is you'll just start to say, well, you know, he's different. Well, different from who exactly? And different from what exactly? Because if just because they're different doesn't mean it's bad, they're just different. And I love how in the formative documents of our church, in the formative documents of many churches, we adopted the instruction of our pastor, Chuck Smith, when he wrote this. This is so cool. He says, Calvary Chapel has been formed as a fellowship of believers in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Our supreme desire is to know Christ and be conformed to his image by the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not a denominational church, nor are we opposed to denominations as such, only to their overemphasis of the doctrinal differences that have led to the division of the body of Christ. We believe that the only true basis of Christian fellowship is Christ's agape love, which is greater than the differences we possess, and without which we have no right to claim ourselves Christians. Isn't that encouraging? We are not opposed to these distinctions, what we call denominations. We're not opposed to them. We recognize them. We recognize them because there are differences and varieties. But we do see, man, there's this overemphasis of these secondary things we disagree on that lead to division. And I'm not of Paul. I'm of Paul, and I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Jesus, like the Corinthian church got involved in 1 Corinthians. And we're opposed to that. I'm opposed to that. I believe that different doesn't mean bad. It means different. It means there's a uniqueness in the body of Christ. And I praise God for differences. I look at in my own relationship with my wife. She is very different from me, and we are complementary to one another. And I love that. I would have never been able to do that on my own. I'm so grateful God brought us together. I look at the differences between me and my children. They're very different. They're adults now, but they're very different than I am. And I get to serve with my son in ministry, and he is way different than me. And I applaud that. I don't tell him he has to be like me. I don't reprimand him and go, you know, I wouldn't have done it that way. If I have advice for him, I would bring it to him in the form of, have you considered? Not in the form of, I'm the only one that knows what I'm doing around here, so do it like me. It's just not going to work. I want to develop him in his giftings. I want to develop him in how God made him. I didn't make him. God made him, and God's forming him. And again, you could probably hear in my voice, I'm pretty passionate about this because this is such a divisive thing where I know the words aren't being used, but man, different doesn't mean bad. Different is defined as this. Not the same as another or each other, unlike each other. That's what it means. Different, unlike each other. And let's just accept that there are differences among us, and let's value each other's differences. God made us this way. God gifts us differently. We see that in 1 Corinthians 12. We see that in Romans chapter 12. Remember the gifts, the seven primary spiritual gifts that are mentioned in Romans chapter 12? I mean, this principle is all throughout the scriptures, that we are profoundly different, but we're unified in the Spirit, especially in you know, we have to be unified in our orthodoxy. And that's a fancy word to talk about, to describe our doctrine, our teachings, our beliefs. You could say that, you know, that's a church term, but let's say the orthodoxy of our home, you know, we need to be in agreement how our home is going to be run. However, we allow for differences in our orthopraxy. And I know I'm throwing some fancy words out there, but don't be stumbled by them. It just means how we operate, what we do. We need to be unified in what we believe, but how we live that out, there's space and room for that. You know, in Romans chapter 12, it shows how people are different, and it's very specific. He says, if you have prophecy, then you're supposed to prophesy. If you are gifted with ministry, you're supposed to minister. If you teach, you should be teaching. If you exhort, you should exhort. If you give, give with liberality. If you're a leader, lead with diligence. If you show mercy, do it with cheerfulness. And then he covers that. Let love be without hypocrisy. So everywhere you read in the scriptures, you read differences. Think of the difference between Peter and Paul. Think of the difference between John and James. Think of the difference between Jesus and the people that followed him. Think of the difference between the ministry of the women and the men. God made differences. He made gender differences. He made role differences. He made responsibility differences. He made spiritual gift differences. Praise God for variety. Praise God for variety, because he uses variety to reach a variety of people. Imagine this. Imagine this. If everyone was like you, how would the world be? I mean, if everyone was just like you, doing it just like you, what would the world be like? I don't know that it would be very encouraging or very fun. No, God has made variety. He built it into us. And again, different doesn't mean bad. How does this look in servanthood? Well, you're going to serve different people. They're going to do things differently. They're going to see the world differently than you. You're going to lead different people. And variety is a powerful force on a team. Variety is a powerful force on a ministry team, where you just recognize like Pastor Skip Heitzig used to teach us. I mean, he still does. He says, you know, ministry leadership is like being a divine talent scout. And you're to observe the people that are in your life, observe the people that are around you, and make sure that they are in the right place with the right giftings. You're not to try to change them. You're doing it wrong. Well, what defines wrong? Well, we don't do it that way. Isn't that how churches die? I mean, here's the phrase that's going to bring death into a church. When change is about to be presented, we've always done it this. Don't we can't change? We've always done it this way. Well, I like what's been shared with me. And again, these thoughts are not my own. They've inspired me. Other brothers have inspired me. And it was Greg Laurie that said, the message of the gospel never changes, but the methodology certainly does change. And even for those that say, oh no, methodology doesn't change, they've changed methodology. I mean, think about it in a church perspective. Does your church still give out cassette tapes? Probably not. That was a change. And why was it a change? Because times changed. We don't have tape decks anymore. And that's just a change. You know, does your church, now I do know some churches still do this. I don't know why, but I know they do. Does your church still give out VHS tapes? Now, maybe not VHS tapes of the service, like, right, watching the video service. I have a VHS tape of a Bible study I taught at my home church back in the 90s. But we converted it to digital, because today you watch it on an app. You watch service on a phone, for goodness sake. Why? Because things are different now. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just different. Cassette tapes were great when cassette tapes were a thing. I mean, we had, when we started the church, we gave out our services on cassette tapes, but we don't do that anymore. Neither are we using CDs anymore. You can download for free. You can watch for free. You can go to YouTube for free. You can download our app for free. Why? Message of the gospel never changes, but the methods by which we deliver them must change. Oh, but wait a minute. Those guys are doing it. Look at Eldad and Medad. They're prophesying, but they're not part of us. Man, I wish everybody prophesied. Jesus, 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 these guys, they're casting out demons in your name, but they're not following us. Hey, man, if they're not against us, they're for us. Let them be. And how about this one as we close out today? Consider this, right? The theme today, different doesn't mean bad. This is a difficult passage of scripture that I want to share with you. It comes from the personal life of Paul. He writes to the Philippians. The brother's in jail. He's in chains. And he says, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. That's the focus, the furtherance of the gospel. Yeah, I know they're doing it differently, but let the Lord sort it out at the Bema seat. Let the Lord sort it out at the Bema seat. I mean, if it's not sin, let the Lord sort it out at the Bema seat, because we want to see the gospel furthered. It's become evident, he says, this is Philippians 1, 12, verse 13, that it's become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. To that, we'd say, yes, that's different. Those guys are different now. They're speaking the word of God in boldness, and we probably agree with that. But how about this one? Some indeed preach Christ from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my change. Wow. Now that's some clear sin. Envy, strife, selfish ambition. They're not sincere. They want to hurt Paul. They're preaching the gospel in sin. And Paul lets it go. And Paul commits them to the Lord. I mean, obviously, we don't have everything that's, he's hurt. He probably had sleepless nights. He's all jacked up inside like we get sometimes. But I mean, envy, strife, selfish ambition, sincerely, not sincerely, wanting to add affliction. They want to hurt Paul. But the latter out of love, verse 17, knowing I'm appointed for the defense of the gospel. And here's the summary and here's the bottom line. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. So can I just encourage you, fellow servant, fellow leader, different doesn't mean bad. And I know we took a rather simple view of this today, but I want to plant that seed for the Holy Spirit to bring it out in you. Different doesn't mean bad. Sometimes it could be bad, even like with Paul, but Paul just chose to keep his eyes on the Lord, not to perpetuate defense, not our division, not to perpetuate anger, not to get even, not to separate. I can't be in fellowship with you anymore because you're doing it differently. It's just different doesn't mean bad. And as you embrace this truth, I know that you'll be able to walk in agape love. You'll be able to let love be without hypocrisy, and the gospel will be furthered until we see Jesus face to face. Wow, big things to consider. This brings us to the end of today's episode. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to leave a review. Tell people about the podcast. Spread the word, please. I appreciate it. If you want to connect with me, go to my website, edtaylor.org. You can email me, ed@edtaylor.org. Make sure .org is the one. Don't send it to .com. Please send it to .org. You can text me, 720-608-0012. I'd love to interact with you. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear ideas. I'd love to hear ideas. Like if you were sitting across the table from me, what would you like to hear? What questions would you like to have answered? Email me, connect with me. Until next time, I just want you to know I'm very grateful to be a small part of the big work that God is doing in your life. And until next time, be encouraged in the Lord, abiding in Him, trusting Him to make you go deeper in servanthood that will make you go broader in leadership. God bless you guys.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Lead to Serve with Pastor Ed Taylor, a leadership podcast from Calvary Church in Aurora, Colorado. If you have a leadership question you want to hear answered on a future Lead to Serve podcast, please email it to pastored@calvaryco.church. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe, rate, or review us on iTunes, and share us with your friends on social media. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on the Lead to Serve podcast.